Next, I will call upon Amina Sharif Hassan. Welcome.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. I would like to start, ladies and gentlemen, just to read some of the Islamic Quran verses so that you understand the Islamic perspective of this issue. It says, this is the second surah and surah in Imran family, and the number is 203, and it says, and hold fast all together by the rope, stretch it out for you, and be not divided among yourselves, and remember with gratitude God's favor on you, for ye were enemies, and joined your hearts in love, so that by His grace, ye became brothers, and ye were on the brink of fire, and He saved you from it. Thus doth God make His signs clear to you, that ye may be guided. Another verse says, 104, let there arise out of you a band of people, inviting to all that is a good, enjoining what is right, and forbidding what is wrong. They are the ones to attain felicity. This is what Quran says about people getting together and getting against what has happened to New York last week. What I'm saying here, coming from a third world country and coming and becoming naturalized in Canada, a Canadian citizen, a Somali Canadian citizen, a Muslim woman, and you could see how, parameters I have that I could be excluded and I could be looking for. And looking for what has happened in last week, it was really something shocking. I was watching and I thought it was the Third World War could be. What is this? What government could invade Canada, in America? Who is the enemy and where it came from? It was really very shocking. And I was watching everything and I have seen it was, I even couldn't gather my feelings and my thoughts all together because of what has happened. Taking in account that, and it was something that was inhuman, what has happened, the lives that was really lost in there, and the devastation that happened to the family members that belonged to the victims who died there, or most probably some of them alive there, but really in a very difficult situation. And that is not something that Islam accepts, and it's against the humanity. But what I would like to let you know, I'm calling this kind of thing, when I just thought about it and tried to think in a different perspective. It is the war of economy. It's a war military. It's a war against power. So that is what I thought, what has happened in that day. Because and the perpetrators attacked specific areas where they didn't attack malls, they didn't attack homes, but they attacked where the economy was, and they attacked where the military was. And that shows that it wasn't something intended to destroy people. Of course, people were there, and really I wish that there was no one there, really. And really it made me so devastated that so many people get trapped between politics, and I don't know what they call terrorists, and I don't know how to define the terrorist. And in the other hand, what we have seen is a different kind of a terrorist, which really, they died with the incident that has happened. And there is no one that we can catch. They didn't claim money. They didn't say we need money or we need that or we need this. So just they vanished with the rebel. And that shows it's a different kind of war. There is something that making angry some groups. I don't know who they are. I'm not an intelligent. I'm somebody who works for the intelligence. I'm just a normal citizen who is a social worker only. And really, I thought that there is something wrong. There is something wrong that we need to look at it and find out what are the roots, the root causes of this problem. And the way I saw it, when it hit the military and when it hit the economic center, I thought then this is the harvest or not harvest, or this is it a war between rich people who wants to destroy the others? I don't know. And I don't understand, really, in many aspects. That's what my little and mind telling me, that this is economy-related, political-related, power-related, but not people. And I don't believe that it is religious or faith-related thing. If it would be like that, I mean, we would have seen, I mean, faith buildings would have been destroyed, and it never happened. Schools would have been destroyed. It never happened. So we need to think beyond what we are hearing. We need to find out a solution for this. And being a Muslim, when we came to this country, I was born in another country, and nobody asked me who I was or from where I came, if I'm a Somali or not, or something like that. But I came here to this country.
1 minute, please.
And I was made to sworn for this country, to be loyal for this country. And I have a religion, I have a dignity, and I have a pride, and I have to abide the rules of this country, and I have to accept the values and also contribute, I mean, to my values as well and my beliefs. So it's impossible that we would be a perpetrators against our own country who hosted us, and I belong to Canada. And I love Canada, and I die for Canada. And I think, and I believe, most of the immigrants who came to other countries, who was hosted and was nourished and was helped from a refugee, being refugee, are also feeling the same way I'm feeling. We belong here, no matter what anybody tells us, and we are not against any faith. We welcome all faiths, and we are intending to hold hand in hand and fight against what is embedding the future of the world and the future of our children. And that's what I think. I would like really to remember, pain is pain, no matter what. And also human beings are human beings, no matter where, whether they are powerful or whether they are rich or whether they are poor. And really, I would like to remind you, the people of Afghanistan who are leaving their homes, I mean, since the problem started, and leaving. And I was reading this in a UNHCR officer who was saying that they are at the verge to die in really and a very huge amount of them. They will die because they are very fragile. And we expect America, Canada, and those governments who are really powerful enough and who have to look, because they don't have anything to break in Afghanistan. They don't have infrastructure. We heard from President Bush saying that they don't have anything to violate. So we need to make for them something that they will feel pain of it, so that they will look as an interest, so they are not going to and bypass and hit other people's property. So we need that interest should be mutual. Thank you very much.